Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome to the Coach Lalisa Show. Well, good morning. I am excited. Oh my God, what an awesome, awesome weekend we've just come off of. Today is Monday, and we are ready, ready, ready to hit the ground running. Tell you, it's going to be this week, all next week, and all the week after that. Nothing but pure and sheer excitement of things that are going to be going down right here in the New Jersey region. So if you are in or around this area, get ready to take your lives to an entirely new level. Now, let me tell you what the first thing that we have on tap for you to help you change your life forever. First, we have our one-hour life makeover party. That's right. We have the life makeover party going down next Tuesday. So that's Tuesday, the 15th of November. It's going down at the Marriott Courtyard Hotel located in Newark, New Jersey on Routes 1 and 9 South. Routes 1 and 9 South, right over near the Ramada and the Sheraton. Right there, we are going to be there. It is going to be awesome. The Marriott Courtyard is happening Tuesday night, 7 to 8 p.m., 1 hour. And guess this, this event is free. It is free. It won't cost you anything to get in. Come in and we will tell you how you can make your life over. So all of those areas that you need work done on you, it's just like in your home when they come in to do a home makeover. They go through every room of your house, the kitchen, the living room, the bathroom, the family room, the basement, the attic, the porch, I mean, whatever, your backyard. You have to get a life makeover, and it's going to happen on Tuesday of next week, the 15th, the life makeover party. And it is going to be, and we're going to have such a sensational time there. So you want to come out where other empowered women are going to be gathered. Empowered women are going to be gathered there. Women who are empowered, women who are on fire, who are energized, energetic, and ready to make something happen. Some of you watched the show last night, Black Girls Rock. Well, we're going to show you how to rock right here in New Jersey. So come out on Tuesday because we're going to be rocking. Now, if you just tuned into the show, good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Coach Lalisa Show. If you desire to speak to the host, being moi, just hit your number one key on your phone, and I will know that you are in the host queue. Otherwise, I can't see who is trying to come on the mic or not. But there are some exciting things that are about to go down, and I want you all to make sure you stay on track and stay posted if you want to bring excitement to your life. And I'm not just talking about a cheap thrill, but I'm talking about something that's lasting, something that's sustaining, something that will take your life on a deeper level, a deeper, more meaningful level, even a spiritual level where you're going really deep, and then every day becomes a day that you look forward to because you're getting your joy back. You know, a lot of people have lost their joy, so we're going to help you get your joy back. Then there are some people that have lost their finances. We want to help you get your finances back. Then there are people who have lost their peace. We want to help you get your peace back. There are some people who never had their purpose. They weren't even sure how to find their purpose. So at this Life Makeover Party, we're going to touch all a little bit of all of that and then some. So don't forget, mark your calendar, make your way to Newark, New Jersey. You will not regret the time and the energy that it's going to take you to get there. Again, you're going to be able to network with other dynamic women who are also women on the move. Women on the move. These are powerful women that have been through things in life, and they have seen different things. They have overcome setbacks of all types, and they are coming as an example of how your life can be made over. And no matter where you are, no matter how, where you're starting from, because remember, success in life is not so much about how far you go in life, because that's what some people think. They think about how far they need to go in order to achieve success. But success is not so much about how far you go as it is about how far you've come. You know, that's why you'll hear me say over and over, look how far we've come. Look how far God has brought us. Look how far God has brought you. Think about, you know, where you started from. You know, don't look, you know, just at where it is that you're going, because you'll think, you know, it won't seem like very much. But when you think about where he's brought you from, I know you're looking good now, I know things are going swell for you now, but think about what you didn't have and what you were not and where he's brought you, and then look at your, and then view your accomplishments in light of that. When you view your accomplishments in light of how far you've come versus how much farther you have to go, you will recognize that, hey, wait a minute, I'm a great success in life, because I remember when I didn't have nothing. See, some of us can remember when we didn't have nothing. Oh, we may have a lot now, and that's beautiful. But remember, think about when you didn't have nothing. All right? Think about when, you know, if you were like me, when you had to make a ketchup sandwich, and that was dinner. Hello? I'm talking about a plain white piece of bread with some ketchup on it. All right? And then if you were lucky, you might have had some, we call it mayonnaise. You had some of that around the house. That was dinner, y'all, for some of us. See, some of us we've come a long way. You know, think about, I look at these children today, and I look at parents who can afford to, and some of them are in my family, they can afford to go out and purchase an Xbox for their child, over $300 item. That was rent, okay? That was rent, $300-something dollars when I was growing up. That was rent plus some utility bills plus dinner for the whole week. $300-something dollars was in my household. You know, think about how far we've come. You know, I know you all hear me talk about how my mother worked for the IRS, and that sounds like a real good job, right? The Internal Revenue Service, and it was. But, you know, you'll also hear me talk about living in the projects. How did that happen? Well, she wasn't on welfare, but she needed low-income housing. You know, when you got seven children, okay, you trying to get regular housing, you got seven children, you're gonna be paying a pretty penny. You're going to pay more than what the IRS is going to pay you. And so we had to live in the projects, you see, because you don't have, you know, you need somewhere where the rent can be regulated, and the rent and the projects goes according to your income. So I understand that there are a lot of people today who was just like my mother. They have good jobs, but they have to live in the projects because it may have too many children, and they can't afford rent in a non-rent-controlled environment. When you mix, you know, children all together, let me tell you, you don't know what you might come out with. But we're in the life makeover business. I thank God for growing up in Findlater Gardens and two projects that we lived in, Finlater Gardens and Millville. And I thank God for that, because I think that established in me, you know, this desire to want to go and help people with a life makeover. So no matter what your situation is, so make sure, please. Now, I know I was expecting this author to come on the line today and talk to us about her book and some of the wonderful projects that she's doing. Now, I've been a little crazy over the past week, because we both, for the past 2 weekends, I've been out of town. So you can imagine flying out and driving out and trying to get everything else in the household done, you know, in between time. I've been over, a little busy there, so I may have missed communication with her. And but if you are on the line, the author, just hit your number one key, and I will know that you are there. If not, y'all, I will definitely bring her back another day, and we will definitely do, get her topic in, and we will interview her, and you can find out all about how she wrote her first book, how she just, as a matter of fact, she just took her last exam, or she wrote her last paper toward her master's degree. So we also want to celebrate her for that achievement. And again, when it comes to achievements, don't look at so much of what all you still have left to do. Look at where you've come from. Now, if you were born with a silver spoon in your mouth and you lived in a mansion, and even as a child, you had a 12-foot swimming pool in your yard. Now, if that's where you started, and then today you just have, you're a good job and things like that, well, you may not have come very far, because you already came in with a lot. You'd have to take a lot to outdo that. But when you came here with nothing, like a person like myself, listen, anything you get is, you've come a long way and you've accomplished great things. I know some of y'all might be like I was when I grew up. Listen, when winter time, I remember there were times when the winter came. Listen, you were only praying that a coat came up in that house. It wasn't like no instant automatic. These kids, their parents take them shopping 2 and 3 months before school starts, and you get all, no, listen, we might be on the night before hoping and praying something came through that door. See, sometimes when your life goes astray from, God, and you think that, you strayed away from him, or when God comes big in your life, as an adult, and you wonder, well, God, I wasn't even serving you like that. Why are you so big in my life? Sometimes we forget them little prayers like, Lord, I hope I get a coat for, the winter. That was still a prayer, y'all. Or you were praying, Lord, I hope mama coming through that door with some food. Okay? That you were still praying and didn't even know it. Or you were, home alone, or, something was going on in your life. Maybe you were at school. Children were picking on you. See, we didn't really, so we called it bullying, but we more used the term, they picked on me. Today, everything is under the headline of bullying. But then it was, they did use the word, a person was a bully, and they might say you've been bullied, but mostly all those kids who were picked on, that was bullying. When you were being picked on, okay? So people think, well, nobody bullied me. Well, did anybody pick on you? Well, you were bullied too, because I know some people, the nomenclature is like a little different. Like, I don't know that term well. I'm going to tell you what that term means. If they picked on you, they called you nappy head, short hair, black, ugly, skinny, knock-kneed, slew-foot, all of those words fit under the pick on me, and you were bullied. So how did you keep yourself sane? How did you keep yourself? And so all these different, because kids are very cruel, not just today, and all days. The only difference with the children today, the problem, I don't know, I don't have all the solutions, don't get me wrong, but one problem I do see that the children have today that no other generation, well, generations in a long, long time haven't had to deal with this, and that's these automatic weapons. And I'm talking about a gun. children didn't have those before. Gun was just a toy that you played with. You know, you'd play, you know, cowboys and robbers or whatever, and your parents bought you a little gun set with a little holster, and that was your Christmas toy, and that thing cost about a dollar, and you could break it in one smash. It was broken. But these days, these children have weapons. They have guns, and so it's totally different ball game than what it was before. And that brings in a whole other dynamics when you have 12-year-olds who can get their hands on a gun quicker than I can get my hands on a can of beer. Now, you know, a beer is in every store, in every corner, in most communities. Well, in some communities, they don't play that. You got to go a little distance to get it. But in some communities, you can just walk out the street and walk about a block and get your hand on any kind of liquor bottle that you want. And it's designed that way because we know as long as people are drunk, they don't have a clear head. I know about drinking. That's why you drink, is to you want your head a little fuzzy. You know, we would say, oh, let me get high, you know, because you want your head fuzzy. You don't want a clear head. People that drink, we don't want a clear head because a clear head means that I have to think about some things that I'm trying to forget. Or there are some thoughts there that I don't want those thoughts, so let me drink to get rid of them. But same thing, guns are in every... They are in certain communities, and the gun is easy to get. And so that's a big difference in our community. I know today is Monday. I heard Mr. Larry Hamm, who is the head of the People for Progress movement and organization here in the New Jersey, Newark area. He goes all over. He's all over. Mr. Larry Hamm talking yesterday evening on WLIB and WBLS, talking about today is Black Solidarity Day. You know, November the 7th, I guess for several years now, has been established as Black Solidarity Day. And so we want to lift that up as well. And that is interesting that the show would come on Black Girls Rock on the eve of Black Solidarity Day. So I don't think that's an accident. And all of this happening the day before election. So then Tuesday, November the 8th, is Election Day. That's tomorrow. And I guess that's why a lot of schools are closed as well, because, you know, they utilize the school buildings for people to go and vote. So tomorrow you're going to go out and vote for your mayor and different things. And then today is Black Solidarity Day. And so they're active. It's almost like a... you know, Dr. Martin Luther King Day. So there's all kinds of activities going on. You can look in your local newspaper. You can go to the internet. And if you want to attend some of these programs today, if you have the time, then you want to see what it's all about, you can go to your local internet, type it in, programs for Black Solidarity Day or events, or you could contact some local organizations in your neighborhood and see what they have going if you want to take part in it. But this is what time it is. It is time to be on the move. And I know we lost our audio for the program when we were off for those 2 months, so I actually have to re-record it, but got to get this morning show started with that Ain't No Stopping Us Now. Now, I know that we have Minister Patricia Martin on the line. So I don't know if she's able to call in, but if she's able to hit the number one key and come into the show, and we're going to just, you know, talk to her for a moment about some of the activities that are going on, because we know she's going to also be there. I'm planning for her to be places. Even if she's not planning to be there, you know, everything I do, I plan for Minister Martin to be there. She don't always plan it, but I've changed her plans for her. Good morning. Hey, you're up so early after your long road trip.
I've been up since about 3 or 4 o'clock, and I just got my coffee.
Oh, good for you. Good for you. I know it's nothing like getting that coffee. But I was telling people that, you know, we have these awesome events coming up. We have the Life Makeover Party. And like I said, I plan for you to be there, even if you don't plan to be there. But
I'm going to be there. I'm going to be there.
Yes. And, you know, we're just looking at, like I was talking before about, you know, it's not so much about how far you go in life, but look at how far you've come in terms of success, in terms of reaching a success. Because some people look at, if I don't achieve this or if I don't achieve that, maybe I'm not successful. But if you look at where you started from, to where you are, it's a big difference. So talk about that. Do you have any thoughts on that? Or what are your thoughts on that?
Well, Coach, you know, I'm up in age, and I sometimes sit back and think that if I would have done, you know, something different when I was younger. And so the thing is, while they're young, they need to do, you know, come up with a plan, know what their purpose and what their passion is, and start on it while they're young. Because we was talking the other day, we don't, like what I do, child care, I can't wait until I'm 60, 70, 80 years old to try to keep up with 4 or 5 year old kids. You know, it's not going to happen, you know. So we just have to pretty much try to start preparing ourselves at a young age of what is it we want to do with our life and where is it that we want to go and start working on it from there. Me, even now, I'm not where I want to be, but I'm not going to stop until I get there. And that's because that's my desire and that's what I want to do. So if you have a passion for something, you're just going to go at it no matter what it takes to get there. You know, so I'm just going to, you know, put in my mind that this is what I want to do. This is what I got to do to get there and just go forth and just do it. You know, you say just do it.
Right. Yeah, you know what? That's good. Now, for those individuals who have never worked with a coach, and you know what? I don't know if I'm getting a little bit of feedback, so I'm not sure if you're close to your computer.
Okay, hold on. Can you see?
Okay, now that's a little better now.
Okay.
Thank you. Yes, now I don't look, for some people that have never worked with a coach, and, you know, we have a lot of coaching services to offer people, Pat, that will help them break through a lot of the things that are blocking them from achieving the things that they really want in life, you know, to the fullness. But since you've been working with me for a while now, you've been around me, what would you say to a person who is not sure that they want to work with a personal coach?
What would I say to someone who wouldn't want to work with a personal coach?
Yeah, who's not sure. Who's not sure if they should, or what it's all about.
Well, I would say to them, if you're not going to work with a personal coach, then you need to go out and start maybe reading books, go out on the internet and start researching, talk with other people, find out what it is that they did to get where they're trying to go. If you're not sure about a personal coach, just try listening to different people and find out what is good for you, because everything is not good for everybody. Certain people, you know, don't connect with certain people. Me and you, we connected pretty well from day one, almost a year ago. And so just hanging around you give me the motivation to just want to do more to try to get to that place that I'm trying to get, because I figure if you've been through all that you've been through and you've gotten your degrees and you've done this, that, and that, and I haven't been through half of what you've been through, why can't I get there also?
Mm-hmm. And, you know, it is about, you know, sometimes when people are not sure about where they want to go in life, sometimes it does help to work with a coach such as myself and others who can help you figure out where you want to go.
Right.
Help you figure out. You know, I didn't always know where I wanted to go.
Right. I wanted to be so many things growing up in life. You know, I wanted to be an airline stewardess. I wanted to be an interior decorator. I wanted to be a nurse. There were just so many things that I wanted to do. And now coming up in earlier age is realizing that children is what, you know, I desire to do. It's something that I want to do, teach, you know, and that's the field that I'm, you know, is doing what, you know, I like doing, which most people wouldn't be able to do.
Right. That's a great example, you know, to finding out that there is something that I really want to do. Sometimes we limit ourselves.
Right.
We think that there's only this choice or that choice or that choice, and we're too limited. We have to broaden our horizons and get out there, see something that we never seen before. It may spark a fire within us or spark our interest that we can now pursue and pursue that interest. And even if you pursue it for a while and decide, nah, that's not what I really wanted, well, at least you tried.
Tried it, right.
Sure, at least you went after something. And maybe going after that, you'll discover what you really do want.
Right, right. And that's why I say, you know, it's like figure out now what it is that you want to do with your life so you have time to go out and research what it is. And if you start early and it's not what you want to do, then you have more time to figure out what it is that really excites you, really, you know, pushes you to want to do whatever it is that you're after.
You know, I've met so many people who are in various fields that they enjoy, whether they're lawyers, whether they're finance, accountants, or whatever, different things, right? Even in those in entertainment, many of them went off to college for something totally different. What they went to college for sometimes is so different than what they end up doing when they graduate. And, you know, we want people to know that. But what happened? They went on and got started on something as opposed to sitting around and waiting for the right thing to come. Because what if that right thing doesn't come right away? Now you've wasted years when you could have gone and got started on something. And the right thing will show up later. Yeah. So I've seen that happen to a lot of people.
Right, and what they don't understand is, Coach, while you're waiting, those months are going by so fast. I've seen it in myself. It's like, okay, I set a goal to do something. I'm going to do this by the end of 2011 or 2000. Well, maybe I set it in 2010. Now here it is 2011, and we are going into 2012, and I'm like, wow, these months, these days, these weeks are going by so fast. And so we don't realize that, you know, every day we need to be doing something and accomplishing something, because these months are just flying by, and before you know it, we'll be in another year, and you'll look back and say, well, wow, I'm still in the same place. Why haven't I gotten anywhere? You know, it's because, like you said, we're sitting back, we're waiting, and we're doing nothing.
You know, that is so true. And look at, like, for instance, this is November 7th.
Right.
We have less than 60 days to the end of the year.
Right.
So think about all the things that you said at this time. Think back to this time in 2010, and you said all the things that you wanted to get done in 2011.
Mm.
Well, I want you to know you only have 60 days or a little less than 60 days to get it done.
I need another year.
Because this year it's almost over. So go back to that list.
Yes.
Go back to the list that you made in the end of 2010, because I know we all made our list in the end of 2010, or we made it on the first day of January 1, because that's what some people are accustomed to doing on New Year's Day after they cook the dinner and all the other stuff. They make out a plan or whatever, however they do it, of all that they want to accomplish for the year. Go find that list if you can. Go find it. Some people don't know where to put it. Go find that list. Don't try to go by memory, because that's why we always say write it down.
Right.
Because you just got it in your head. You probably forgot. But I'm not saying you per se. I'm just saying in general, anyone. But yes, go ahead.
No, I have what I want to accomplish hanging up, so as I come down my stairs, is hanging right on the mirror of the door to remind me of what it is that I want to do. And I cross off as I do one, I cross it off. I still have a ways to go, but I'm not going to stop until I sit there, because, again, the only thing that's stopping us from doing anything is ourselves. And so you don't so much worry about what people say or where somebody else is, because someone might have started after you and they'll reach their goal. They have to understand that their life is different. Their motivation is different from yours. So no matter how long it takes, just still go after it. Still continue doing it. Well, don't give up. Now, don't stop.
Now, some of us who have those lists, we may still, let's just say we still have 10 things on that list, and you only have to the end of the year. Now, there's a few ways to look at that. Look at it, because you're going to do another one for next year. But look at it as, ask yourself these questions. Did I put too much on the list?
Right.
Was my list realistic? So we're going to talk about setting SMART goals. And one of the keys to setting SMART goals is, was the goal realistic?
Mm-hmm.
And was the timeline correct? So we ask ourselves, did I put too much on?
Right.
And did I give myself enough time? Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Yeah, that was one of the things I was going to say, is that sometimes when we set our goals at the beginning of the year, we put about 5, 6, 7 things, knowing that we probably won't accomplish none of them. And so I've learned now this year, I'm not, even like the year we're in, I'm not going to put all these things on this list, those New Year's resolutions, they call them. I'm going to do this, and that. I put what is most important to me that I want to accomplish with what I'm doing as far as child care, foster care. I put down the most important thing that I want to accomplish and what I need to do to get to that point. So it's not a whole bunch of things. It's things dealing within what I want to do with the career that I'm in.
And that's why we're going to talk about the SMART goal system, so that we can see that there are some tools to help us set goals that are achievable. But we have to set them, we have to be more specific. And then also the timeline. There's absolutely nothing wrong with recognizing that one of the goals that I want to achieve is not something that is achieved in a 12-month time period. That is better achieved in a 36-month time period or a 24-month time period. But to understand that, so that because what we don't want to have happen is, we don't want people at the end of the year having that sense of failure because I didn't accomplish things that I said that I would. And
I think that's where my problem went, was because I said within this year I wanted to do something, but I was going to do 3 things in 1 week or 1 month. I think it was 1 month, to try to accomplish that goal within a year. And I think that's where I went wrong, trying to overload myself and see to just, if it takes me 2 years to do this, I can do it better with doing one thing in a month than I can trying to do 2 or 3, trying to accomplish a goal within a year.
Well, that's one of the things that we're going to be talking about on Tuesday, November the 15th. We're going to be teaching you how to set the SMART goal system, and we're also going to be teaching you how to do a SWOT analysis on your life. If you're going to have a life makeover, you need to first do a SWOT analysis. Businesses, when they're ready to restructure, which is like a business makeover, basically, they don't do it absent a SWOT analysis. So we're going to take that concept and that technique, and we're going to transform it for your personal life. And we're going to give you some outlines and some steps to the SWOT analysis. But yes, go ahead.
Okay. No, I'm just listening to what you were saying. That sounds good, because I need to be a part of that, because of what I'm doing. There's so much I need to learn and to and as you see me, it's like I do a lot of stuff, and I have to sit down and sit back and say it gets to be overwhelming, too much.
Right. We're going to look at the strategic planning, the same thing with your life. There may be some plans that you want to get done over the next 1 year, in the next 6 months, but there's
also things that you want to accomplish for the next 10 years of your life.
Right. And I think those of you that have children, you know, we just have to balance out. Actually, because a lot of us that are working, we have children. Some have husbands and children. You know, some have husband and children. And so you have to figure out how to put that, how to put you in. You know, where's that date or that hour?
Fit some me time. Yes.
Right.
That me time.
Yeah.
How to fit that me time. Yes. Yes, yes, it's me time. And this is just it's so interesting to me to watch all of this because we were already talking about doing a makeover segment called Me Time. We were, yes, and I was, and Kelly and Janika and some others, we were at the Veronique's Hair Salon over in South Orange. We did some videotaping. We were getting ready to, we were going to launch this big makeover, life, a makeover show. With myself and with some others. So we took some pictures of the before and the after, and we were putting some things together. But the project was put on hold. We had to put the project on hold because some of the people who were tied to that project, you know, had some other obligations. Our photographer, she, like I said, she used to be in All My Children years ago. Fran, her name is Fran. So she had to travel, and she also she sings with a group. I can't think of the name of the group right now, but she sings with a group of women, and they were traveling. And so, you know, we had to put the project on hold. However, look at how it's coming back. So, again, exactly, because had we put the project, had we said, oh, well, you know, this will never happen, I still have a couple of the photo shoots. She did a photo shoot, so I do have the pictures, and I'll be able to show those pictures, you know, at the Life Makeover Party. But, you know, it's just so amazing to me how, even though that didn't happen, and that was like over a year ago now, and it didn't happen, but now it is happening. So, you know, you never know when things may happen. That's why you don't just count it. Yeah, you don't just count it out altogether.
Right.
You know, even though, even down to the fact that of calling it a Life Makeover Party, you see, I tell you, God is good.
Yes, yeah.
God is good. He's amazing.
And I'm looking
to me
forward
because, yes, I tell you. I mean, you know, that's why you can never get too sad about your dreams when they're not realized, because when I was so excited about that, I mean, we were talking big time with this thing, okay? And, you know, when it didn't happen, I thought, wow, what a shame, you know, initially. And but we just kept pushing forward. You know, some people, when things don't happen, they just go and give up altogether.
Right, right. And
they
just can't do that.
Yeah, they just shut down. But I'm glad I kept going and kept pushing and kept pushing. And then one day, I get a you know, a notice in my inbox talking about this Life Makeover Party. And I didn't even have to think about it because it hit my spirit. I already knew what it was. Okay?
Right.
Because we had already planned this years ago, a little over a year ago. So, you know, it was like automatic. I just went, boom. I just went into automatic mode because it had already been talked. I said, wow, God is amazing. He is simply amazing. He is, and you know what? It also proves that things don't always go as the way you planned it to go, but it still goes.
Right, right. You know, Coach, you know, we were talking earlier, and I'm sitting here and I'm thinking, you know, we were talking about, you know, our purpose and doing, you know, certain things within the amount of the year. And I'm just sitting here thinking, it's like from the day that I met you, I see, you know, just being around you has changed me in a whole lot of different ways. I don't say much. I don't, you know, I just hang out with you a little bit and you guys be talking and I just, you know, sit back and listen. Because where I'm trying to go is like, you know, they say position yourself around people that are going in the same place that you're going, that are doing what you're trying to do. Because if you hang around negative people, you get that negative reaction. And so when you hang around positive people, you get that positive, you know, reaction. So just being around you this past over a little over a year has been amazing to me because I find myself, you know, like coming out of the, you know, the place where I didn't talk as much, but I'm getting there. you know, being able to open up a little bit. And there's just certain things I find myself just hanging around you, you know, just being around you and the other authors and the other motivational speakers that have kind of got me in the position where that I know that I can do whatever I set my mind to do if I you know, put my mind to it. But it's up to me to
And how did that feel? And how did that feel for you?
Oh, my God, I feel great because never thinking that I was going to be in the ministry and dealing, you know, especially, you know, with you. And so now being able to hang around, you know, people like you and Mr. Versi and all the ones that I met at the book convention, it's like, it's awesome. It's just awesome because it's just, and that's where my training comes in, you know, by watching and looking. You know, seeing, let me go out and see what this person is doing. Let me go out and see how this person is doing that. Not necessarily mean the way you do it is going to be the way that I'm going to do it and that it will work for me. But just going out and just being able to just see it. Like, you know, this weekend, just watching the energy that Hope has, watching the energy that you had, watching the energy that Pastor Phyllis had and Evangelist Miller and Bev, Minister Bev. I mean, it was just like, you know, it was just awesome to just see, you know, how you can talk and just, you know, go across that floor and stomp your feet and just, you know, I'm like, okay, God, I'm getting there. I'm getting there.
You're funny. Oh, even the stomping of the feet?
Yeah.
Oh,
I mean,
no, that's funny. Well, you act like you've never seen me do
that
before, Pat.
I'm going to get to that thou moment.
You act like you've never seen me do that before.
No,
I thought you saw that.
Yeah, but no, I have seen you do. I've seen you do a lot of things, and this is what I, you know,
like
the listeners don't, you know,
that
have been around you don't know that side of you if they have not seen you in action, you know.
But,
and so, ever see you in action, it's like, you know, who can't be motivated by a woman like you? if that doesn't motivate you, you know, and to
watch out.
It's like I'm a nighttime person. I'm ready to go to bed. You know, I can get up early, but I can go down. But you know, it's like okay, you know, if you want to get to where you got to go, you got to change the way you do things. And so now I have to get more energetic. I have to get more energized. I have to change my schedule because maybe nighttime is the best time for me to do what I need to do when the kids are asleep. When there's nothing else, so I'm learning to try to pick my body and
readjust a little bit,
readjust my body to something different because it's used to the same old schedule, the same old thing, and so that's to change that mindset. And so once I can realize that I can stay up late, I can feed without falling asleep.
You saw that over the weekend hanging out with.
Right.
Oh, boy, that's funny.
You know, but again, it's just up to us to readjust, to redo some things in our lives to get to where we need to go. It's all up to us. It's nobody holding you back. It's nobody stopping you. There's nothing in your way but you. I'm like, nobody. We can't blame anybody else. We can't say it was nobody. We can't do nothing but look in the mirror and say, God, it is me that's holding me back. Because anything that we do anything else that we want to do, we don't let nothing stop us. Rain, sun, shine, sleep, or whatever. So why should we let something that we really want to do, let things hinder us from getting to that point?
That's so true. Let's not let anything stop us. That is a good point. Get
right.
to where you need to be. You said something really, really, really important there when it comes to when you, like, for instance, when you know, you're not even sure what you want to do, but you know you want to do something. Make a move. You know, I love Pastor Rebecca preached a sermon one time, bust a move. You got to make a move. She preached that thing, too. You got to bust a move.
You gotta
make a move, like you said. You might have to adjust some things.
Mm-hmm.
And here's my thing. I love to say, and you go ahead, try something different. If it don't work out, you can always go back to what you were doing before.
Right. Okay.
So you haven't lost anything. So if it doesn't work out, you so like say for instance for you, Minister Pat, let's just say you try to, you know, I'll work a little bit at night while the kids are asleep. I don't have any distractions. And now, if it doesn't work, if you find yourself that you just can't stay up or you just can't get your mind to flow the way you want it to flow, then go back to doing it the way you were. What have you lost? A few nights of sleep? What is that going to cost you in an adventure? Because what if you learn something else?
Right.
What if while you're doing that, you pick up something else about yourself? That's
right.
What we're talking about, a life makeover. As a matter of fact, Terry Benjamin, and he'll be here tomorrow for those of you who've been following the show. Terry Benjamin is our Tuesday morning guest. Every Tuesday morning, he's here to talk about healthy aging and lifelong learning. Now, you know he wrote the book, Sexy at 60, and now he's doing a movie. It's like a documentary movie, and he's skilled at all of this. He's been doing this all his life. He has friends coming out of the woodwork who are in the film industry who are coming out to help him. Why? Because he decided to go beyond what was comfortable for him. And he's stepping out. He's stretching out. And he says, I'm going to do a movie. You know, no, he's not, you know, this person, that person. He's Terry Benjamin. But he's doing it, and things are coming his way. But here's a man who says that, you know, he was quoting from the book, Release Your Power. Now, you know, if you've heard him for any length of time, you know this man is very well read. This man reads like 10, he reads like 10 books a week. Okay.
Ooh.
And I mean reads them from cover to, and I'm talking about from cover to cover, not just the front, the back, and a few pages. He reads the entire book and can quote from it. He's a literary genius, basically. But here's a man who's quoting from the book, Release Your Power, and he talks about how, and he put it on his page on Facebook, and he talks about how you have to get to know yourself before you can address anything about you. You know, that's taking that self-assessment, taking time. So, again, as you are adjusting yourself, all you're doing is discovering what you like or don't like. It's like with food. You know how when we were kids, you told your parents you didn't like something. And they said, well, taste it anyway, just to see if you might like it. Okay? If you taste it, you don't like it, they're not going to force you to eat it, typically. Unless it's something that's very, very healthy for you, and mother knows best at that point, and you got to eat it. But other than that, they're not going to force you to eat something you don't like, but they do want you to try it, and that's what's so important. But how can you try different things to see if it fits with your life if you don't even know what you like? You know, so this life makeover, we're going to be talking about looking at yourself to see, what are you about? I see so many women trying to get married and then getting married and then they're ultrally miserable. Why? Some of them, not all of them, some women and men, the only reason that they're miserable in the marriage is because they did not do a personal assessment before they went into the marriage.
Right.
What most people do, they do a... I would love to use a fancy word like bipartisan, but I can't make it fit. But what they will do is they will do an assessment of the other person. Well, I know he likes this, like say if it's the woman. Well, I know he likes this and I know he likes that, and I don't think he likes this and I don't think he likes that. That's what they do, and then they marry. But what happened, they didn't look at who they were and what they like and don't like. Because for some of these women, if they did a full scan, SWOT analysis on their life and did a SMART goal assessment, they would not even be married to the persons that they're married to. I know that for a fact. Because their personalities, their wants and their desires do not match the other person. And that's why the Bible said, don't be unequally yoked.
Right, right.
When you're somebody and you can't stand children and you marry a man that loves them, you're going to have a problem. You're going to have a problem.
You have
don't
a
think
problem.
You're not. Oh, you're going to have a problem. When you marry somebody that can't stand to save money, they want to live for the day, and you're one of the ones that want to penny pinch everything, y'all going to have a fight.
Have a problem, right.
And a lot of marriages cannot withstand all of that fighting and bickering. And what happens? The people want to divorce. But if they had done a full scan assessment, a full assessment of who they were, they would have never probably married the persons that they married. Therefore, we would have had less divorce in the world. We would have had more people taking their time to find the right person.
Right.
And that's why I want to make sure that I'm teaching these principles to young women and men who have not yet married. So at least if you decide to marry, you'll already know what mountains are ahead of you.
Right.
And you won't be blindsided, okay, by various battles, because you'll already have, okay, I don't want kids. He does. You already know that's a battle. If you still want to get married, then you can plan your fight. You can say, well, we'll fight once a week on Tuesdays. That right there already takes the sting out of it. A planned battle is not as fun as a sneak attack. But if you don't know yourself and you go into this relationship, all right. So anyway, that's something that, you know, we want to help people do and to figure out. And I think it's very important that people, yeah, you can figure it out later after you marry. Sure you can. Absolutely. That's what I did. I know it can be done because that's what I did. I know it can work, and I'm still married, thank God. But when I got married, prior to getting married, I didn't have a clue about who Lalisa was. I didn't even know me. I was in the body. I was in the shell. But I didn't know me. I didn't know a thing about me. I knew some things I had done. I knew the things that I did, but I didn't know who I was. It's a big difference, people.
Yeah,
people think, so a lot of people attach to things
like
that they've done.
That thing, a lot of us don't realize, you know, we don't know who we are until after the fact, because I'm now finding out a lot about me and who I am and, you know, things that you're talking about now, things that I should have done, you know, that I didn't do, you know. But in the midst of what I'm all of this, I'm learning about Pat, you know.
We don't know who we are. A lot of people, most people, they know what they've done, but do they know who they are? They know where they've been, but do they know who they are? Because until you know who you are, you really don't know where you're going.
Where you're going,
If you don't know who you are, you have no clue of where you're going.
Right, and then that's why you say with the men, you don't know who you are, where you're going, what you like and what you don't like, and if you don't know what you like and don't like, and you end up with someone opposite of you, it's not going to work, you know. It's not going to work.
And, right, unless you love opposites. Now,
So that COVID showed the opposite, you know, where everybody married opposite of what they look like and what they do, you know, and it can work for those, like you say, who do like that, but, you know, but I can't see me doing something or with someone that's not, you know, in the same direction that I'm going in, because I know now who I am and what it is that I want to do and where I want to go.
That's exactly right. Once you know where it is that you want to go, and you know what you like, you know what you're about, you know what you want, you know how you want it, then it's going to be much easier to recognize your partner, your mate. It'll be much easier to identify that person, because more than likely they'll be moving in that same direction.
On what it is that you like. We did this in class. What it is want from a mate. And then we were quick as women to announce what we wanted, what we wanted from a mate. But when the question was turned around, now what can you give to that mate? Or, you know, everybody got quiet. But it was pretty much the same thing. You know, if you want this, then quite sure he wants something, you know, some of the same things, you know. But it was so easy for us to answer it from our perspective. But when it came down to turning that question around, everybody like, oh, what can I, you know, like, you know, okay. You know, mouth just dropped.
Exactly, and that's what we definitely, and the thing is, you know, it doesn't have to be because we can help people.
Right.
Those of us who have already been down that road before, those of us who have already, you know, made some sacrifices, we've already experienced some hard times and we've experienced some failures in these areas, it is our responsibility to now teach it to others so that they don't have to make those exact same mistakes that we have to make.
Right. I love that. I love it. And that's what I like about, you know, now never, you know, and what I do is just being able now to just, you know, go back like you said and just, you know, help somebody else so that they don't make the same mistakes, you know, even especially with our youth because, you know, our youth growing up and there's just so many things going on that they need to know and so many things that they're not sharing with their own parents, you know. But they would talk to somebody else about it. So that's why we need to, you know, continue telling our testimonies and going out helping and talking, you know, so that we can keep them from going down that same road.
Exactly, exactly. So we want to invite everyone out to the Life Makeover Party. It's going to be held at the Marriott Courtyard Hotel located on Route 109 South, right here in Newark, New Jersey, and it's right there on over by on the side by the Ramada and the Sheraton Hotel. You can't miss it. It's not the one on Frontage Road because that would be the Sheraton, or but it's the one right. It's right on the highway, but it is a little funny way you have to get to it. So I think the address is 600 Routes 1 and 9 South, but if you email me or inbox me, we can get you the directions. But it is a free event. Come out. We are going to help you. I will have my books there for sale, Release Your Power, 8 Strategies for Becoming Who You Really Are. This is a book that you want to get your hands on because in the book I talk about how to do that self-assessment. I talk in that book about choosing to change. Sometimes, Minister Pat, people just have to want to make a change.
That's right. Right.
If you always do what you've always done, you'll always have what you have right now.
That's right. Right. Change, change, change.
Exactly. You got to choose to change. You got to want to change. I tell people all the time, that's the first chapter of the book. I tell people, you can't change other people.
Right.
Know? But you can change. You can change anything about yourself. You know?
You can. You
a
can.
Lot of people think
our hair we change our hair how often? We change our nails. We get our, you know, our feet, our clothing. You know, so why can't we change other things, you know, those things we do faithfully, so why can't we change the things that are even more important to us?
Because when people hear the word change, they think hard, typically because we're thinking of other people, and we know how hard it is to change others. It's literally impossible.
Right, but change yourself first.
But changing yourself is easy. So we're almost out of time. We only have 90 seconds left. So glad that you were available to tune in today. I know typically in the mornings you're busy on the go with your children and dropping them off at school and things, and you're not able to call in. So I'm glad you were available.
No school today.
No school today for a lot of the kids and what have you. So this has been the Coach Lalisa Show. We'll be back tomorrow. Don't forget, Terry Benjamin will be here to talk more about healthy aging and lifelong learning. He will be sharing. He always comes with an awesome topic of what he's going to be talking about, and he's just a pleasure. So make sure you call into the show. Have your questions ready for him. And this show is for young people, too, because that's the thing, young people. If you want to be, when you get 60, if you want to still look 30, and be able to act 30 and have the energy of a 30-year-old, you want to listen to this now. That's my one regret, because when I was in my 30s, I just thought I was going to always look like that. I thought I'd always have a flat tummy. And I didn't know that I had to, there were some things I could have put in to keep it. So tune in tomorrow right here on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you again, Minister Patricia Martin. Thank you for, you know, calling in. To the listeners, thank you for tuning in each and every day. God bless you.
You're welcome.
Yes, thank you. If you have any questions that you didn't get answered today, please, please go to my Facebook page. I'm on Facebook. Just put in my name, Lilisa Williams. It'll come up, and, you know, you can ask me a question in my inbox. If you'd like to be a guest on this show to share your product or some service or a program or an event that you're working on, maybe you're an author, maybe whatever it is, please, please, please contact myself or contact Minister Pat Martin, and we'll, you know, get you scheduled, and, you know, we'll try to get you scheduled anyway. We can't promise that everybody will come on the show, but if whatever you have fits in with our theme, we'll be more than glad to have you. And also, I just want to remind you all that we still have a few vendor tables left. They're $50 a table for our vendor expo, which is happening on Black Friday, day after Thanksgiving. So if you're a vendor and you want to advertise your business to hundreds of new shoppers, please, please let us know. That event is going to also be at the Marriott the day after Thanksgiving. That's a Friday, typically known as Black Friday, when people go out and all the shopaholics go out. So,
yeah, right. Coach, somebody wants to say hi to you before you go. Say good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Is that Jonathan or Yazzie?
Yes.
That's Yazzie.
Mm-hmm.
Good
and
morning,
Jonathan.
Yazzie. Oh, it's Jonathan.
Yes, I just picked him up.
Oh, good morning. Good morning to my two students. How awesome. They are growing up to be awesome, awesome men and women of God, powerful, business-minded. Oh, wow. Oh, talented, talented, talented. Oh, these two, oh, my God, you haven't seen no talented children till you see them. So we thank God for y'all today. Y'all have a wonderful day today. All right, well, that's all we have time for. And we'll be back here tomorrow, same time, same place. And don't forget, phenomenal preparation breeds phenomenal success. So go make it happen today for yourself. And most certainly, please, please, please make it happen for somebody else. And go help a young person, you know. And don't forget, got those lists of what you want to get finished? Let's get those lists out and make sure we work on what we can work on before the year is out, so we'll be ready for 2012. Right?
Okay.